home stretch. We have only 5 minutes left. So today's shiur concerns water, and really it's a bunch of different sugyos, but the tzad hashaveh is water. And they also relate to many of the other sugyos we've done. So the first is, what's the proper bracha rishon on water? The Mishnah says, Hashos ha-mayim le-tzima'o, Omer shakol ni-abedvaru, Rabbi Tarfon Omer bori nefashos rabos. Rabbi Tarfon says that there's an unusual bracha which is made on water. You don't make a shahakol as a bracha rishona, but you make a bari nefashos. Why? The Ritva says, Rabbi Tarfon leka behu bracha le-acharav, mishum demaya lo zayini klal. Why is there no bracha achrona? Because mayim is not zayin. Meaning to say, water doesn't fill you up. I assume the star is that bracha achrona is niskan on svia, or some sort of svia, and water doesn't quite do that. V'hanu denaka litzima'o, kilomar, delomis hani lishum mazon, acher, ela lishbor tzima'o, ulefika chamer alai rabbi tarfon bar nefashos, shafil shahakol leka livruche alayu, ela bore Tashlum chisaron habrios. Sorry, that's like Tosus' understanding of Brain of Fashos. The Gemara explains, so what do we see from the Ritva? That water is different than all other substances. It is not Zion. The Gemara continues, and it says, Tanana shosamayin litzimao lafuke mai. What is this coming to exclude? In other words, when it says you make a shahakol if you drink water because you're thirsty, as opposed to what? Why else would somebody drink water? Amravidi baravin lafuke leman dechanakte omtsa. Someone who swallowed a piece of meat and was choking on it of sorts, and you drink water to swallow the food that's stuck in your throat. So in that case, since you're not drinking water because you're thirsty, you do not make a shahakol. Tosfos explains, v'dafka mayim. When is it that we have this distinction? Meaning to say, if you drink it because you're thirsty, you make a shahakol. But if you drink it because you have something stuck in your throat, that distinction is only said with respect to water. Shein lo hana ki im lishtos mayim litzima'o. Because there's no hana'a except insofar as it quenches your thirst. The hana'a dechanakte omsa ein zen nechshav hana'a. And that hana'a of that the water helps you swallow that which is stuck in your throat is not considered hana'a. So what emerges from Tosfos is as follows. When it comes to any other drink, let's say I have something stuck in my throat and I drink orange juice, so you make a shahakol, and even though I'm only drinking it in order to get the meat that's stuck in my throat unstuck, I still make a bracha. Why is that? Because I get hana. And bracha rishon is niskan an hana, asel hanas me'olam hazeh, below bracha. So since you're getting hana, you make a bracha. Whereas, when I drink water, I don't get any hana. What do you mean, Tosfos says? I get the hana that my throat gets cleared. That's not considered hana. Why isn't it considered hana? So he doesn't mean to say that it's not hana. Of course it's hana. It would be very annoying to go around with something stuck in your throat your whole life. What I assume he means is that it's not a hana of achil or shtiyah. Meaning to say, the pashup shot is that we don't make a bracha on every single type of hana. You know, you get a massage, it's a lot of hana. Or somebody rubs cream into you or something like that. Sicha. There's no bracha that's made. Even though aser lahanos me'olam hazeh b'lo bracha, the takana of brachos was made on brachos of achila and shtia. And reyach. Excellent. There's actually an interesting question, though we won't get to it whether there's an Isser Lahanos Klape Reach or just a mitzvah Levarich. But be that as it may, the hana that you get from simply getting the food down your windpipe is not, or food pipe, hopefully it's not your windpipe, I guess, is not a hana that's mechayev a bracha. So if you have hana from the shtia, which you would if it was orange juice, so then you would make a bracha. But if you have no hana from the shtia, because it's water, so then no bracha is made. However, if you're thirsty, then you do get hana, hana saguf, and therefore you do make a bracha. So here we have two distinctions between water and other drinks. One, we noted from the Ritva, that's perhaps only relevant for bracha chrona and lo alibet hilchosa, is that mayim maya lo zayni klal. And the second is that there's no hana unless you're thirsty. And the simplest way to understand this is that there's no hana in terms of the taste, meaning to say water doesn't have any taste. Water doesn't have a positive taste. And therefore, if I'm thirsty, so I get hana, and therefore I make a bracha. But if I'm not thirsty and I drink it to swallow my bone, so since it doesn't taste good, there's no hana that warrants a bracha. There's also the second point, that hana, that water is zero calories, and that might have been relevant for Rabbi Tarfon in terms of the bracha achrona, but that's not relevant for us. Okay. And Tosus continues, Aval shar mashkim sheliolam aguf nana mehen b'chol inyan mevarich v'afilu chanak te'omtza kidaminan liel v'afal gavdra lafua asi v'aybruchai. The Gemara at the beginning of the parak said that you might have thought that if you're drinking certain types of drinks in order to feel better, you have a sore throat and you drink oil mixed with anigron or the like, that you don't need a bracha because it's only a lirafua. Kamash malan, you do. Likewise, if I'm drinking orange juice to get the bone that's stuck in my throat down, I also make a bracha. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach points out that this might be tosfos l'shitaso. And the Rambam l'shitaso. Tosfos holds in the sugi of matemes. The Gemara says that matemes doesn't need a bracha if you taste something to see if it's sweet or salty or the like. And the Tosfos says that means you're spitting it out, because of course if you swallow it, you would need a bracha. And the Rambam says, no, even if you swallow it, as long as you're not swallowing too much, you don't need a bracha because you're not mechavin l'achila. So he assumes that according to the Rambam, if you drink orange juice to swallow the bone that's stuck in your throat, you would not need to make a bracha. It's lav dafka water, because you're not mechavin l'achila. Now, we either way paskin like Tosfos, and therefore, of course, the halacha l'maisa is that if you drink orange juice to get your bone unstuck, you do make a shahakol. But if you drink water to get a bone unstuck, you don't. There's also another interpretation of the sugya, which is the sheet of Amram Gon, that ones means something else. It means, I'm sorry, chanak de omtza, you don't make a bracha because it's ones, and therefore you do have to make a bracha achrona. And that understanding of the sugi is quite interesting, but I think we should skip for now because we don't paskin that way. If you skip down to the Rambam says, hashosi maim shelo l'ravos tzma'o eno ta'un bracha lo l'fanav lo l'acharav. First of all, note how the Rambam paskins there's no bracha achrona against the Gaonim. Second of all, notice how the Rambam does not say Hashosimayim Kishanakta Omtze, or some Hebrew version of that. Meaning to say, he doesn't say that if you drink water because something is stuck in your mouth, in your throat. Rather, he says you drink the water because for any reason other than thirst. In other words, the Gemara's example is just an example of a broader phenomenon. It's lav dafka that because I had something stuck in my throat, but rather, any time I drink water, if it's for thirst, then I make a bracha. And if it's not for thirst, if it's for any other reason other than thirst, I do not make a bracha. That's what the Rambam writes. The Gra makes this point explicitly in the next source. And based off of this, the Bir Halacha, which we'll see shortly, concludes that there could be other cases for which you wouldn't make a bracha. Let's say, for example, I have a suffik brachos. So I want to make a shahakal on water, but I'm not thirsty. I could not make a shahakal on water. Or according to the opinions that one could be mitzdarif lezimun through drinking water. So I want to go ahead and drink some water to be mitzdarif for a zimun. No, I would not make a bracha on such drinking and therefore couldn't be mitzdarif. So a typical example of why somebody would drink water if they're not thirsty is because they have something stuck in their throat. But it's lav dafka because they have something in their throat. The bottom line is, anytime you drink water because you're thirsty, you make a shahakal. Anytime you drink water for any other reason, not because of thirst, you don't make a bracha. The Shulchan Aruch paskins this halacha, shosemayim letzema'o mevar shahakal, ulacha raboi nefashos rabos, avalim chanakte omtza. He deviates from the lashon of the Rambam. He gives the Gemara a specific example. So then you don't make a bracha rishon and you don't make a bracha achrona. The Mishnah Berurah makes a very important caveat here in Sifkat and Mem. He says, lav dafka litzima'o mamish. It doesn't mean that I'm really thirsty. Anytime I enjoy drinking the water, it's on the top of page 2, anytime I enjoy drinking the water, mistama I was thirsty, and therefore I have to make a bracha. Because if I wasn't thirsty, I wouldn't enjoy it. In other words, the presumption of this sugya is that water has no taste and it's not enjoyable in and of itself. It's only enjoyable if there's thirst. As long as water is enjoyable, I have to make a bracha. Aser lo nos mi'olam hazeh v'lo bracha. So the Gemara is making an assumption. The Gemara is assuming that the only pleasure a person has from water is to quench one's thirst. Therefore, if it's to quench your thirst, you make a bracha. And the Mishnah Berurah adds, and if you enjoy it, you make a bracha. So there's no such thing. Until the Mishnah Berurah, I would have thought that any time I drink water and I'm not thirsty, I don't make a bracha. No. Any time I drink water and I enjoy drinking water, I make a bracha. I'm not thirsty. And we said you only have to make a bracha if you're thirsty. Mistama, you are thirsty if you're enjoying it. Because that's where the hana comes from. And this point is made explicitly in Ashar Tzion Lamed Daled. Kevan de'isla hana mina bai bruchai. U'michalkim harishonim de'hacha shani de'maim enot tzameh. Im enot tzameh, en lo hana klal mehem. V'im kein kol shehu margish hana me'ashti atzarech bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah in Mem Beis gives other examples when you wouldn't make a bracha, like shose mayim baboker lerefua, and we'll talk about shtia mayim lerefua in just a moment. In the next source, the Bir Halachi brings those nafka minas that I said before. If you're drinking water because of safek brachos, you wouldn't make a bracha. And he says towards the bottom, Dim shosemayim lishro sachila shibameav mikri zesh shose letzimao. So this is a chiddush in light of what he just said. In light of what he just said, I would have thought perhaps it's only when I'm thirsty. So therefore, if I drink water to aid digestion, I shouldn't make a bracha. Let's say I didn't wash. And I know that my digestion goes more smoothly if I drink water. So I would have thought, perhaps, lo yivarich. Just like he said in Mishnah Berurah Mem Beis, k'sheshose mayim baboker l'refua lo yivarich, so too, aiding digestion is also l'refua. No, he says, then it's mikri zeh shose litzima'o. Go ahead. No. Oh, you're saying that it should be ikar and tafel even if you didn't wash.
Yeah.
It's a good point. The answer is no. The answer is that that's considered secondary. In other words...
Is an example of even bread, like, for example, you drank some whiskey and it's sharp in your throat, you have some bread to mitigate the sharpness.
That's different. That's not digestion. There you're correct. That's like... And we'll talk about this when we get to the ikar v'tafel sugyas. But that's very different than here. No, I definitely... your tzushtel is a very good tzushtel, and it's a question we'll have to deal with. Very difficult question. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah also, the Bir Halacha also points out that if you're drinking water in order to, it's not just if meat is stuck, but any time lahorid hamazon lemakomo, you don't make a bracha. So the first question that comes up, thinking of being sticky and bringing a cup of water and saying, ah, do I make a bracha on this? Is an interesting question. Let's say you're a public speaker and you're speaking, so when you speak, your throat gets dry. Do you make a bracha? So I would have thought it's pashut that you do, because you're thirsty. I guess the question is, you're not really thirsty, your throat's dry. So one way or the other, the Nishmas Avram quotes Rav Neuwirth, and it's still sitting Shiva, right? So it's good to say Torah in his name, that you do make a bracha. Af she'eno tzame klal uvoleas hamayim bal karcho kiacheich nene. Since lemaisa you get anah, because if your throat is dry when you drink water, you feel better, then you make a bracha. However, he says that Rav Yashiv told him she'ein levarich dumya l'shos emay macharei trufa she'eno mevarich. So Rav Yashiv clearly has a much more narrow definition as to what litzima'o means. You have to actually be thirsty. Now, it strikes me as somewhat against the Mishnah Berurah, because Mishnah Berurah said anytime chech nene. Now, if my throat is dry, my chech is nene. Unless you say chech is lav dafka, but l'chora, chech is dafka. It's your chech that's nene, and my throat when my throat gets dry when I speak. I don't know. I thought the pashup shot would be like Rav Neuwirth, that if your throat is dry because of speaking, you would make a bracha. A very common question that comes up is, what about if someone drinks a lot of water before tainis? Some people have these theories that, especially I guess in the summer, Tisha B'Av or Shavuos or Tammuz, if you drink a lot of water before at the beginning of the fast, then you won't dehydrate as quickly. So you're not really thirsty. So I would have thought, if you're not thirsty, it's pashut. You shouldn't make a bracha. But not so pashut. If you look at the Das Torah, it quotes from the Kisvei Hadak, which I found out is the HL Avram Buchach, that you do make a bracha. Why? He quotes a Gemara in Brachos. Aditzachish say, in other words, you're makdim refuah lamaka. Really, you are drinking out thirst. You're not thirsty yet, but you get the hana, even though you haven't yet become thirsty. I guess the svara is the following. I don't know. He doesn't explain what he means, but maybe this is a basic question of what type of hana do you need. In other words, do we say that hanas haguf is sufficient? Now you'll say, here there is hanas haguf. You'll tell me, but there's no hanas hachech, because I'm not yet thirsty. There's only hanas hachech if you're thirsty. But there still is hanas haguf, and hanas haguf warrants a bracha. Now you'll say, if there's hanas haguf warrants a bracha, so then also, if you chanak de omtze, there's hanas haguf. No. He would say that chanak de omtze is silak ha'ezek. There's no hanas haguf. I just have this thing stuck in my throat, and drinking the water pushes it down. So that's more like silak ha'ezek. There's no positive hanas haguf, and therefore, you make a bracha. Now, you'll say, thirst is also silak ha'ezek. I'm drinking the water now, so the thirst won't come later. No. That's a natural bodily function, and therefore it's considered hanas haguf. You don't need hanas hachech, and therefore you make a bracha. However, he concludes v'ha'ikra no telavarich rak kashut same kvar adkan dvarav. This is a big machlokas among contemporary poskim. The Buchacher was the first one that I'm aware of to raise this question. The Shevet HaLevi has a tshuva on it, and he writes tshuvos on it. He writes v'libi nota shegama shosa kedei shelo yitzmach harkach shetzarach levarech, that you should make a bracha before tainis. And he then says ukahayom she'atzas harofim gam lebriam l'shtos harbi b'chol yom. Many doctors will say you should drink whatever it is, 5 cups of water a day, 8 cups of water a day. Even if you're not thirsty, go around with a water bottle and make sure you drink 8 cups of water a day. Even though he thinks that if you're drinking before tainis, you do make a bracha for health reasons, but stam, this you wouldn't. It's a very dakistik achilak. Very dakistik achilak. And he even concludes, tzarchi in lamaisa. Again, I assume his chiluk is based on the lines of the Buchacher, that here, when you drink water before the tainis, it's be'etzem for thirst. You just don't feel the thirst yet. Whereas, if you're drinking the water because your doctor says you have to drink 8 cups of water every day, so it has nothing to do with thirst, and therefore you don't make a bracha. But if that's true, it's not like I was saying that it's because of hanas aguf. Here's a list of contemporary poskim who say you do make a bracha, and those who say you don't, for a summary. So the Buchacher, the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Nemensal, the Share Bracha, which is that big fat red sefer on Hilchos Bracha, all say that you do make a bracha, and the Maharsham, Rav Al-Yashiv, the Chut HaShani, the Shevet Kehasi, the Halichos Olam, Koshel Eliyahu, the Shalmei Nisan, and Rav Belsky, and Seisav Zovus HaBracha all say you don't. I have to admit that many of these sources are derived secondarily. I didn't look them up inside. And many poskim, including Rav Chaim Kanievsky, say it's a suffix, and therefore, if you're doing this before a fast, you should make sure to... if you washed, so then you're okay anyway. The truth is, if you washed, you're probably not okay. But we'll talk about that in a moment. Because you have nothing to do with the meal. You're just drinking so you won't be thirsty tomorrow. Now, if be'etzem you think that this requires a bracha, it's not obvious that it would be covered by hamotzi. We'll get there in a moment. So therefore, you should make a bracha on something else to be safe, according to many of the poskim. Okay. The next question, which we alluded to before already in the Shevet HaLevi, is what about if you're drinking water so that, again, your body is saturated with moisture, you don't dehydrate? So here again, Rav Al-Yashiv and Sefer Zos HaBracha say you don't make a bracha, again, which I would have thought is the more intuitive one. Rav Kanievsky says, Yitachen shegam zeh chashiv nana. It's interesting. Before the fast, you don't, and here he says you do. I'm not sure about what all these svaros are, because there are no tshuvos on this topic that actually tell you the svaros. There are only these tshuvos ktsaros that don't. But you could sort of imagine the svara for each one. And likewise, here you have a discussion on shosim ayim lirefuah. So I would have thought, here's a very question that that everybody wonders about, which is, what happens if somebody enjoys the taste of water? You have a lot of people nowadays that say, I enjoy the taste of water. Do I make a bracha? So the truth of the matter is, it's not such a nafkamina, because if you enjoy it, so the Mishnah Berurah is going to say anyway you make the bracha because he thinks you're really thirsty. So you'd make a bracha anyway. But let's say you say, I enjoy the taste of water. You go ahead and you buy these expensive Evian water and you use it to drink a pill, to swallow a pill. So would you make a bracha? Normal water that you use to swallow a pill, you don't make a bracha. But what about if you say, I enjoy the taste of water and therefore I'm going to buy Evian water or mineral water to go ahead and swallow my pill? So I would have said, the Gemara says you don't make a bracha if you're chanak de omtza, so you shouldn't make a bracha. But On the other hand, you could really make a strong case. You're telling me I don't enjoy the taste of the water. I do enjoy the taste of the water. Why do you think I'm spending all this money to buy fancy water? So how could you say, telling me I don't know what I like? So the Binyan Tzion, Rav Etlinger, the Aruch Lener, was asked this question, and he says, Inachanami, you make a bracha, b'shosem meim ayano shekorin mineral vaser, lirefua. Right? Because again, if you're thirsty, you would definitely make a bracha. So you're drinking it only l'refua. He's assuming that normally when you drink l'refua, you don't make a bracha. Do you have to make a bracha? And if you skip to the answer, he says, V'hine yesh b'shosin mayim l'refua shlosha chilukim. Yesh b'shosin amayim shel habe'eros she'en lahem tam. Well water apparently doesn't have a taste. And therefore, you don't make a bracha. They drink mineral water. They taste good. And then you do make a bracha. And then there are people that drink disgusting water, because their doctors say. So he says that if you drink the mineral water and the chech is nene, you make a bracha. Kishar mashkim, the chech is nene, you make a bracha. Other tshuvas farm, like the Yad HaLevi, says you don't make a bracha. You see here there's an interesting discussion on it from the Shevet HaLevi, who apparently writes that in 19th century Germany this was a big discussion going back and forth. There's a tshuva from Rav Bamberger and others about this very question. A similar question, l'chora, arises with respect to seltzer. In other words, seltzer is very similar. Person, again, who drinks seltzer, if you're thirsty, there's no shaila. If it's flavored seltzer, there's no shaila. You surely make a bracha. Let's say I like the taste of seltzer, but I'm drinking it l'refua. And you hold that generally l'refua, you don't make a bracha. So here I would have thought there's more of a svara to go ahead and say make a bracha. And if you look here, there's a machlokas haposkim. Rav Neuwirth says that you don't make a bracha, because it's just water, and he holds, of course, that mineral water is the same thing, and others would say you do make a bracha. Oh. What about if you drink water to cool you down? Right? So there's a tosus in Psachim. Ein mevarchen ala or ela b'motzei Shabbos. Hiksha harav Yosef. Lama ein mevarchin b'chol sha'ah shenena mimenu dasul hanos melam hazeh b'lo bracha. This alludes to the question we said before. Why is it that we don't make a bracha on all hanos? Right? We only make a bracha bori merei ha'esh when I see a fire on Motzei Shabbos. Every time I see a fire at night, I'm nene, I should make a bracha. The tirates. Da'ani mili kishegufo nene aval shar hano lo. So what about in this question? What about if you drink water to heat you up, or to cool you down? So we know if you're cold and you go up to a fire and you get warmed by the fire, you're not going to make a bracha. So do we say the same thing? If I'm cold and I drink a hot cup of water to warm me up, that I don't make a bracha? Or do we say, no, this is different because I'm actually swallowing something? So the Nishmas Avram writes, V'tzarach lomar, ki ein hu nene miguf ha-menorah o ha-medurah, the reason why you don't make the bracha on the fire that warms you up is because you're not nene from the fire per se. This is a fascinating question. It relates to next year's limud, Hilcha Shabbos. So there's a famous question. We know that bishul is the malacha when you take food and you transform it through heat. Simply heating it without transformation is not a malacha. That is why, if it's already mevushel, so you're allowed to warm it up. We say in bishul achar bishul. You're bringing it from cold to hot. There's no transformation. So that being the case, it would stand to reason that there should be no problem heating water on Shabbos. But we know that heating water on Shabbos is chayev. So one theory to justify this is that hot water is different than cold water. It actually is transformed. How so? So that's an interesting discussion. Well, if your water is full of bacteria and you boil it, so then it's transformed. Now it won't kill you when you drink it. But what about if your water was different anyway? So the...
I thought the principle in Bishul only applies to some Yavish in the first place.
Well, that's a big machlokas, Rishonim. So Ashkenazim are machmir, but not all Rishonim agree, and even so, if you're going to distinguish between Lach and Yavesh, it's because you have to say there is some type of transformation, like Azalei Bishulei. Anyhow, it's not like Gzeres HaKasev. It's
so
a Svara.
You might say that in any case, when you boil the water the first time, you got it from that article.
In Achanami, according to most Rishonim, if you boil water the first time, you're chayiv, and if you boil water the second time, you're pater.
And no, what I'm saying is, but no transformation is taking place in the water when you boil the first time.
That's the kasha, then why are you chayiv?
Yeah, because so lach is different.
But then why is it that ain bishel lach or bishel, according to most shonim, even by lach?
That's for
Rosh Shabbos. Okay, good. Anyway, so might be relevant. Fine. We paskin, there's no bracha achrona. There's a shver eshel Avram Buchach who says that you do make a bracha achrona, and
from what, if
it's chan kei omtza. Ayin sham, how to answer it. Okay. The next question that relates to water, which is really a totally different question, which is how I decided to talk about water in the first place, is mayim during a meal. We know that none of us make a bracha on water after we've washed. The question is, why? So what's the source of this? So the Gemara in Mem Aleph Amid Beis asks the following question. Why is it that if you drink wine in the middle of a meal, you make a bari priyagafen? And the Gemara answers, shani yayim degoreim bracha le'atzmo. So the question is, what does that mean? If we had time, we would elaborate on this point, but there's basically two basic mehalchim in the Rishonim. One mehalich is that this is because wine is very chashev. Rashi, for example, takes the approach that it's chashev, bekame mekomos hubo mevarchan alav, we make many mitzvos on yayin. Other Rishonim say because it's poter shar mashkim or the like. Whereas other Rishonim say no. What does it mean it's going bracha le'atzmo? It's going bracha le'atzmo because yayin is a mashke, and therefore it's not niftar bebirkas hapas, which is a bracha on achila. Right, the way the Ritva, that's the Ravid's answer, the way the Ritva puts it is, Lefishu davar chaluk latzmo, shezeh ma'achal, vezeh ma'ashkeh. V'afal gav deshtia betoch amazon achilahi, hainu legabe shtia de'alma, lefishezeh ba'lishros betzorech achila, aval gabe achila gufa, vadei shtia hi v'shtia chashiva, ulefikach ton bracha le'atzmo. So two very different approaches, and we'll see that there are nafkamina. So, one way or the other, L'chora, you could be medayik from this Gemara that other drinks are covered by the hamotzi. And this is the opinion of most Rishonim. The Rosh says that you see the only exception to the rule is wine, but water is covered. Why should water be covered? In what way is it davar haba machmas asuda? We know that the only time hamotzi covers something during the meal if it's ba machmas asuda. So how is water considered ba machmas asuda? So the Rosh explains very simply, lefi she'yavshar b'achila b'lo shtia umitam zeh poter kol mine mashka. Since it's my thirst comes from my eating, right? When I eat things, then I get thirsty. It's hard to eat without drinking. So therefore it's ba machmas asuda. Very good. The Rosh then quotes the Sheet of the Bahag and others, and there are different variations of this, that water is not covered by the Hamotzi. We mentioned before that while the Rosh rejects it, he says that Harotza l'stalik min asafe kodem netilas yadayim yeshev b'makom sudasu yivarach alamayim adayta lishtos tocha suuda. That only works if you're thirsty, as we just talked about. And moreover, if you do this etza, as Mr. Siegel pointed out last week, you have to make sure that you drink less than a shear. So that's the way we paskin now. Mikra din, and I've never heard of anyone being machmir for this, even though this chumr is brought down in the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch, that you don't have to make a bracha on water during the meal. And it makes a lot of sense, right? Because you do become thirsty due to the food. But now we have a very basic question. What is that? What about if I'm thirsty before I drink, before I wash, before I eat? I'm really thirsty. I come in, it's a high walk home from Shul on Shabbos, it's 100 degrees outside, I'm very thirsty. And now I want to drink, but first I go ahead and I make hamotzi. Good. So now when I drink a cup of water after my hamotzi, let's say I didn't make kiddush, I was yotze kiddush or the like. So l'chora, I should have to make a shahakol, because the origin of my thirst is obvious. It's clearly what? It's clearly preceded the meal. It's not mach masasuda. So Rabbeinu Yonah asked this question, and he says, you're right. Really, you shouldn't. However, it's unhealthy to drink water before a meal. And this is also something that we're not so machbet about anymore. And he says, since it's dangerous to drink water without the meal, so it's considered b'mach masasuda. Now, this Rabbeinu Yonah is quoted by the Shulchan Aruch, and it raises a very interesting question, which is, nowadays, we're not so makbid about this. In other words, we do drink water when we're thirsty, even without a meal. So perhaps you could argue that nowadays this wouldn't be true anymore, right? Nowadays, if you're thirsty before you wash. So there are different answers given. The general approach is to say, okay, but it's zevzegorim, it's also because you're eating. In other words, once I start eating, I'm also thirsty because of the food. Now, that's not a great answer, because if it was true, then Rabbeinu Yonah should have said it. Shulchan Aruch should have said it. It seems to me that one who is thirsty before hamotzi should taka make a shahakol before they make hamotzi. And again, even though we don't necessarily follow the chumrah of the rush to be choshish for shitas habahag, if you're really thirsty beforehand and it's clear that that thirst, that initial drinking at the very least, is not b'mach masasuda, then it would make sense to go out of order and to make a shahakol and drink a little bit before. Another very interesting question that comes up is the following. What about if I'm thirsty during the meal because of a different reason? For example, I'm at a chasana, and they have a second dance, and the second dance goes on and on and on and on and on. So by the time it's done, I'm very thirsty. But why am I thirsty? Is it because of my food? No, it's because I danced. It's like playing a basketball game in the middle of the meal. So, l'chora, that water should not be covered by the hamotzi. It's no longer b'mach masasuda. Again, remember, what did the Rosh say? The Rosh said the only reason why the hamotzi patras the water is l'fishi yefshir b'achila b'loshtia. But that is not the case over here. We don't have time to go into the Makoros, but the Rishonim actually talk about a similar case. They're talking about the Gemara that's machalik between a bracha Rishona on mayim that's lishtia versus mayim lishriya, and the Ohel Moed and the other Rishonim talk about how if you get very thirsty during the, after you have a long meal and you talk, and then you get thirsty because of the talking and you drink some wine because of that, you'd have to make a new bracha on that wine because it's not machmas the suda. So that's partially a different sugya, but l'chora, you could bring a raya from that type of situation that here too, you should have to make a shakal on that water. Now, I once asked somebody about this, and they said, they had a good fancy answer. They said, it's aser to be nene from simchas chasen bekala unless you're mesamea chasen bekala. So the only reason why you're allowed to drink is because you dance. So the dancing, it causes the drinking. It's also machmas asuda. It's an interesting answer.
Doesn't work for the second dance.
Ah, your yotze. It's hiddur mitzvah. Can't eat dessert with that. So here too, it would seem to me that it makes sense to either get some dessert, so you can make a bracha on that, shahakol dessert, assuming you make a shahakol on dessert, Or, again, to avoid the question, to make a shahakol on some water, or if you're not thirsty, some Coke, before the meal, to avoid the question. So those are two examples where I think it makes sense to make a shahakol and have a little drink before you wash. One is at a chasana, and one is if you're very thirsty, even before the meal starts. The final question that we'll have a chance to deal with today, and only bekitzer, relates to this question at a chasana as well, which is the following. Comes up at a chasana. We'll give a different example, though. And I guess we'll have to get back to the details of this a little later, because we don't have time to fully do it. Water during a basketball game, right? So I'm playing basketball outside. It's very hot. And so I'm going to drink water 5, 6, 7 times during a basketball game. So what's the best way to do this? So I make a bracha at the beginning. So there are several options. Option A is to make a bracha at the beginning and have in mind all subsequent drinks, and then make a bar nefashos at the end. Now that would almost certainly work. So why would someone not want to do this? The reason, bekitzer, is because you lose your bracha achrona. What do you mean? Because if you drank a shir the first time, I drank a revius of water, so I'm chayv in a bar nefashos. And let's assume that by the time my next drink comes along, it's all the shir equal for water, which is very quick, potentially. And that gets into the Rishonim in the sugya on what's the shir equal, which we're not going to do now. We'll do that probably on Wednesday or so. But the shir equal has passed, so then I've lost my bracha achrona. Now, it's true that if I drink again, I drink another avias, and at the end of the game, I'll be able to make a bar nefashos then. But my first drinking, basically, was a drinking without a bracha achrona. And if my drinking was a drinking without a bracha achrona, so I've been mafsid a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah makes this point, that this is something that one shouldn't want to do. The context of the Mishnah Berurah is slightly different. There's a Magen Avraham, which we don't paskin like. The Magen Avraham says that any time the shir ikel has come, you lose your bracha rishona. Now, we don't paskin that way, because we assume that one doesn't lose their bracha rishona unless they're mesiach das. In other words, let's give an example. Lamasha lama davar doma. People go ahead and they make at the Seder, so they make a bracha on their karpas. And the Haggados all say you should have in mind the maror, because according to some opinions, the hamotzi doesn't cover the maror, and the maror is taun a bracha because it's shalom achmas asuda. Now, 1 second. It's 4 hours between karpas and maror. Good long seder. So does it work? So according to the Magen Avraham, that's worthless. It's true. Because since the shir ikel on the karpas has passed, pachos mekazayis of karpas, it's a small shir ikel. But, so therefore, just like my bracha achrona has expired, so too my bracha rishona expires. But we don't paskin that way. We say no. My bracha rishona continues as long as I'm not mesiach das milechol. As long as I plan on eating more and more and more, even if I'm not going to have another bite for 3 more hours, my bracha rishona doesn't expire. However, my bracha achrona would expire. Mishnah Berurah says, even though we don't paskin like that Magen Avraham, and therefore if you drink something or you ate a shir, but then the shir ikel is passed, you can continue to eat. But when you make your second bracha achrona, that doesn't cover your first eating because the shir ikel is passed. So you've been mafsid your bracha achrona. And therefore, even though we don't paskin like that Magen Avraham, you shouldn't put yourself in that situation. The Seder, it's okay. You pechos mekazayis anyway if you don't hold to the Rambam. But generally speaking, one should not wait after they finish eating until after the shir ikel before they make the bracha achrona. So that being the case, in my basketball game, I've lost my bracha achrona. So therefore, what should you do? So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach answers. He wasn't talking about basketball games. He was talking about drinking tea or refreshments like Shavuos night where you... But he basically says, what should you do? You should make a bracha achrona each time. You drink, You make a, you drink your first drink, assuming you had a shir, you make a bar nefashos. Good. Then 15 minutes later, when you're going to drink again, you make a new shahakol, and if you drink a shir, you make a new bracha achrona. Maybe you're going to say it's riboy bracha shalotzarech. No, you're thirsty again. It's a new machayev. There's no riboy bracha shalotzarech. You drank the first time, achalta v'savato v'rachta. Then 15 minutes later, v'chalta v'savato v'rachta. You make a new bracha rishon and a new bracha achrona each time. If you didn't have a shir after the first drinking, let's say you didn't drink a revius of water, so then, since there's no hesach hadas, you drink the second time without a bracha. But each and every time that you do have a shir, you should make a bracha achrona. Then Rosh Shlomo Zalman, we don't have time to explain why, but he says, even if you're not actually thirsty again, like you're drinking coffee to stay awake or whatever it is, even in that case, you would still, assuming you had a shir the first time, you'd make a bracha achrona and a new bracha rishon. It's not as common maybe with tea and coffee, because most people don't make a bracha achrona if they sip tea nowadays. That's a different discussion. So far we have two eitzos, right? Eitza number one is a bracha rishon at the beginning, a bracha achrona at the end. Again, almost everybody agrees that will work, but there's a downside in the sense of losing the bracha achrona. Some people, I asked Rabbi Sobolovsky what he thought. He thought, I don't know, maybe it's riboy bracha shelo tzarech to do what Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, but I think Rosh Shlomo Zalman makes a good argument that it's not. Rav Avadia has a really wacky answer to what you should do here. He says you should make a bracha. He's also very concerned about being mafsid the bracha achrona. So he doesn't. He said again, it will work if you make the bracha. If you make the shackle at the beginning of the basketball game and a brain of fush at the end, that's okay. But you've lost your bracha achrona. So what should you do? After your first drinking, you make a brain of fushos. But when you drink a second time, you don't need to make a bracha rishona. What? Oh, exactly. Your reaction was perfect. So he quotes a Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham writes that. You can see some of this on the final pages. I didn't put it on. Anyway, the Makoros for Rav Avadia are here at least. The Magen Avraham writes, the Magen Avraham is here, Simen Kuf Tzadi Sif Katan Gimel, that following. Let's say I make Havdalah, Motzei Shabbos, and I'm planning to have a cup of coffee after Havdalah. So when I drink that cup of coffee, I don't need to make a shakel, right? It was covered by my Bori Priya Gafen. And that was my plan. But I forget. And as soon as I finish Havdalah, I drink my wine, and I make a Ala Gafen. Says the Magen Avraham, since I wasn't Mesiach Das, because I was the whole time I was planning to drink that cup of coffee, so I could continue drinking. There's no Gzer Sakasev that a Bracha Achrona is considered a Hefzik. You only time you lose your bracha rishona is if you're meisiach das milecha v'lishtos. So, if you want, you're very shocked. So we'll read the Magen Avraham inside. Vimdaito lishtos, page 12. Vimdaito lishtos, the Magen Avraham kuf tzadi gimel. Vimdaito lishtos od lo yivarech acharav ela lebasof. And nearly, dimto virech achareha ein tzarech levarech b'tchila kevan shayadaito lishtos od. V'davka kshadaito lishtos miyad dilafvay. Many Achronim accept this Magen Avraham. Some are mesupik about it. The Aruch HaShulchan and the Mama Mordechai really don't like it. But Rav Avadia said it's a safek brachos. So you can't go ahead and make a new bracha rishona the second time you drink, like Rosh Shlomo Zalman suggests. Because you're planning to drink more. So if you're planning to drink more, safek brachos, you can't drink. So you continue drinking without. It's a chiddush, because to rely on this lechatchila. But this might be another reason why you're better off just making the baruch shakal at the beginning and the baruch fashos at the end. Because if you, according to Rav Avadia, it's a safek brachos whether you can make the second shakal even after you make the baruch fashos. And according to all the other achronim who reject the Magen Avraham, so then it's shver to make a baruch fashos. It's fair not to, so you lose either way, so maybe that's the best way, is just to do it at the beginning of the end. So this is a very interesting discussion. Yes?
So, I think this Magen Avraham is revolutionary. I thought that, by definition, a bracha achrona is a...
Why should it be hafsek? Hesach hadas, that's what Gemara says. Like the only time you lose your bracha rishon is hesach hadas.
Well, sometimes Hesed Daf is halachically enforced. I mean,
but why should, who told you it's halachically mandated? I understand you're quiet. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says, what you're saying. But
it's like you go to a subway system. Once you go through turnstile, even you.
But why should that be? No, I'm planning to drink more. It was not Mesiach Das Milish Dos. Ah. Now. All right. We're out of time.
This only happens if you made the Brocha Achrona an error when the Talmud Zimak get wrong.
Right, well, because usually, well, that's the Chiddush of, so the Magen Avraham only says it in a case of error. What the Me'orei Or, which Rav Avadya digs up, says, is that this Vara, in this type of situation, even though it's not an error, it would apply, because since the logic is based off of Hesach Hadas, so it would be true whether or not it's an error. The case of that, normally it would only happen in error, because normally we would say, finish your eating and drinking before you make your bracha achrona. You shouldn't make a bracha achrona in the middle of a meal. But in this case, where you're doing it because either you're concerned you'll forget, or you're concerned that you will be mafsid your bracha achrona, then it makes more sense. So to summarize, there are three views what you should do in a basketball game in terms of water. Position number one, call it the mainstream approach, is to make a shakal at the beginning and a brayna fashus at the end of the game. And this would certainly work. The downside is you may lose your bracha achrona from your first drinking. So option B is to make a shahakol and bari nefashos each time you have a shir. That's the recommendation of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. And option C, Rav Avadya's radical explanation, is you make a shahakol and a bari nefashos the first time, and then the second and third and fourth time you drink, since you aren't Mesiach Das, you don't make a bracha vishona, but you would make a bracha achrona each and every time you had a shir. There are many other halachos concerning water, but alas, we are out of time. Yes?
I recently saw, I forget where I saw one of these halacha pamphlets, mm-hmm. which made this, you know, there's always already a problem about the, you know, brachas for water because of the issues you raised today. Uh-huh. If a person drank a cup of water, he starts at the beginning. So he says, Shaila, maybe he sort of thirsty satisfied before the shear, and what he drank after that was just because he was drinking already.
Uh-huh.
So he raised the question, can you make a bracha achrona?
So what do you say?
I think he said, the situation, because you don't know what to do. I don't remember exactly who raised the decision.
Uh-huh. Are you here?
Would you have to worry about the fact that if you might have said, it's like a joke about a penis can help and eat on an empty stomach. Because once you had one peanut,
it's
not empty anymore. So
I hear.
Would one need to really worry about that? You're definitely thirsty before you drank the water, and you know, who's to say exactly where.
So if you assume, like the Mishnah Berurah, you're presumably continuing to drink because achech nana. So if achech nana, you always assume you're thirsty, or because it tastes good. And we saw that the Vetlinger says even that would be enough. In other words, why are you continuing to drink? So presumably it's either because you're thirsty or you're enjoying it, and either one of those are sufficient grounds to make a bracha. And we actually saw many achronim say even if you're just drinking it l'refuah, that would be enough. But even if you don't come on to that, I would assume you don't have to be choshish for that.
I've been asking a lot of questions, but I'll ask a question.
What about
no, that's for sure you make a bracha.
For what?
Meaning, no.
Oh, your nana.
Like, they put like a little concentrate in the bottom, and you fill the rest with water. So that's not water.
No, of course not.
That's
punch. Well, soda. There's no difference between that and soda.
Right.
It's just one tastes good.
We were talking about mineral water. So when we were talking about mineral water, we were talking about like flavored water,
no.
Apple flavored.
No, flavored water is pashut. Like, you make a shahakol.
So why is seltzer different? Because just combination. It's not.
So right. Those who say that seltzer is treated like water is because it's just combination. Carbonation is just 100% water. The carbon dioxide isn't really an additional ingredient.
It changes the flavor a little bit.
So those who say you make a bracha say it's because it changes the flavor, and it could be nana. That's the shaila. Yeah.
If I can revisit the question about the basketball game.
Yeah.
I know about this problem, but at what frequency of the drinking would have to be before
shir ikol
becomes a not the shir ikol becomes a ribui bracha shenis ribo.
Anytime it's a new mechayev or something.
No, what I mean is, let's say every 10 minutes you drink a little bit more.
That will depend on when you think the shear equal is. In other words, if you anticipate drinking before the shear equal, then there's no reason to do this.
Uh-huh.
And then it would be ribui bracha shelo tzorech. Now, when is the shear equal for water? Do we say that because I'm thirsty again, the shear equal is passed? Or do we say you have 72 minutes no matter what? Or the like? So all that we'll get to Be'ezus Hashem when we talk about the shear equal. This was only talked about because it relates to water. But the broader sugya, you'll have to wait. Okay, have a good day.